Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
I am Velocity Child, and every Friday at the stroke of midnight, ride the broomstick with Fallen Woman. A weekly psychic fusion of forward thoughts, far-out ideas, magical foray, and spellbinding song. Stirring up the cauldron at Radio Free Brooklyn. Velocity Child here on Fallen Woman at Radio Free Brooklyn. And I'm excited to say that I have I'm a fan, I should say, of this painter and their art. Al Binken, how are you?
Hey, I am really good. It's so nice to be here. Your place is amazing.
Ah, thank you. It's new still.
I mean,
it's good to hear that.
The environments that you create are inspired.
Come closer.
All right.
Don't be so shy.
Oh, me?
Yes. So, folks, we were chit-chatting about... and by the way, just going to rewind for just a quick hot minute so you guys know why it's so cool that they are here. Al Binken is a phenomenal artist and painter. Find a lot of their work at the... You're still at the Coney Island Sideshow with your...
Work there? Yeah, I'm going to be doing a pop-up. Well, it's going to be... It happened last week.
Yeah, but, by the time it's airing.
Yeah, Serpentina is really lovely. You know her.
Yeah, I'm excited because I'm going to be there too.
Yeah, we're going to be there with this beautiful snake charmer who also does a pop-up craft event and art event, etc.
For a really cool event, too.
Yeah, at the Freak Bar.
The Congress of Curious Peoples.
Oh, yeah. And my brand, my art brand is Mutant Land, and I'm going to have...
And where can they find your art online?
On Etsy.
Mm-hmm.
Is more my craft side.
As Mutant Land?
Yeah, Mutant Land.
And on Instagram is Mutant Land?
Yeah, and then on like the more fine art end is on Saatchi.com. It's SAATCHI. And then, Cult Party NYC. We're still open every day, but Mondays from noon to 8 p.m.
Well, and speaking of freaks and mutants, you know, Freak Bar, Mutant Land, just all rolled in there, didn't it? You were telling me quite the freaky... Well, you started telling me about this very freaky incident with a reanimated fingertip.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. It's... Debbie, Midge, and I that all co-run Cult Party, and originally it was just going to be Midge and I on the second day because Debbie had this thing to do, I think upstate, and it was hosted by one of her friends, but he had to cancel because he had somehow freakishly cut off the tip of his finger and then went to the ER and they sewed it back on, but it didn't do so hot.
It didn't take.
It, like, was all... what do you call it? Like necrotic. Gangrene. Or like, yeah, it was all like just, it was dead.
Dead.
Yeah. Dead fingertip. So he
tightens my anus.
He had to go back to the ER and have them unattach it again. And
oh my God.
And then they did some like medieval shit. Like I didn't know that they did this either.
But explain this to me again.
Well, what they did is they decided...
It's like some straight-up apothecary stuff.
I guess
stuff.
They've done alchemy. It before, but they sewed the dead tip of one of his fingers onto the palm of his hand.
Ew.
To then make the tip regenerate or, like...
Now, how come
from the dead?
See, this is where I'm confused.
I don't know.
How is it that the tip couldn't reanimate off his finger, but somehow it can reanimate off the palm, the inside of his hand?
You know, That's just why he canceled the event, is because he had the tip of his dead fingertip sewn. Currently upstate, this dude has a dead fingertip sewn into the palm of his hand, and then they like sealed it off with this like gauze cast thing. So I don't know. Maybe they like scored the palm flesh to make it. I don't know. You know, my guess is as good as yours. But yeah, that's why Debbie's going to be delighting us with her presence all weekend at Coney Island instead of just one of the days.
That's cool.
Because her plans got canned by a dead hand.
Dude, that's so freaky. So freaky.
Yeah.
And the three of you are the proprietresses of
We just cult party. You know, we did this great event.
Where recently. Is Cult Party located?
Oh, it's located off the Montrose L train stop. Mm-hmm. On 53 Waterbury Avenue. Or, I mean, why did I say that street? And mm-hmm. it's right next to Anchored In.
I love Anchored In and all their velvet portraits.
Oh, yeah.
They're rock and roll, and they're very delicious hamburgers.
Oh, yeah. They're really good. And they have a velvet portrait of a devil on a toilet.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah. It's not very standy-outy. It's one of their smaller ones.
Oh, maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Sounds like one of their best ones. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, they do have quite a collection. Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about Call Party.
It's an inclusive feminist, I would say boutique.
I'd say boutique, yeah.
And I would like to throw in the word gallery, since I mostly curate monthly shows and
classes too.
Oh yeah,
weirdo painting classes, right?
Is that... Yeah. So, for all those interested, mm-hmm. Currently the next ones coming up are going to be the four. I do them Tuesdays and Sundays, but just I think the second Tuesday of every month and the last Sunday of every month. So this month. 5:14, that's the Tuesday class. It's going to be from 7 to 8:30 p.m. It's all inclusive, and I teach you how to paint some whimsical, weird stuff, like a three-eyed cat or a unicorn or a space alien. And
I'm super surreal shit too. It's not what you think. It's very unique, with a voice all of its own.
Oh, well, thanks.
Yeah.
And then the next one of this month is going to be May 26th, which is a Sunday. And I usually have it during the afternoon, but I'm going to be at Goldmine at Gemini and Scorpio and Gowanus popping up with with Cult Party. So I'm making the class be a night class that starts at 7:30 and goes till 9 p.m., All I ask is that you wear something that you're not super precious about, because you might get some paint on it. And otherwise, don't be afraid, because you don't need to have any experience to learn how to paint. And I do like old school, like layering painting, where like it looks like, you know, it looks like crap at first. You're like, oh God. And so I do progression panels to show people that when you do old school layering techniques, it's going to look ugly at first, and it's supposed to, and that's okay. So.
Yeah. Old school, with acrylic?
Yeah, it is with acrylic, because the class is only 1.5 hours long, and the oil, faster.
Yeah.
Takes even forever. Though it's wonderful, it takes a lot longer to dry.
Have you painted with oil lately?
Not lately. I'm really into speed painting currently, so acrylic is pretty key.
Yeah, it gets the idea out faster.
Yeah.
Well, excellent. And what else do we have on our little to-do list here?
We could talk about the Hellscape of America.
The what? The Hellscape of America. America. Dear God in heaven. Joe Biden, your thoughts?
I don't really have very many thoughts about Joe Biden, which is a really scary sign, and which is why I fear that President Dump is gonna keep on.
He makes me think of vanilla wafers.
Yeah, or like, I don't know, like the invasion of the body snatchers, where like, you know, you like suck up someone's essence and then they're just kind of a shell person and then they're just like, I don't know. Anyway, I don't know. What do you think? Like,
I think he drinks buttermilk. Yeah. I'm just saying, there's just something. He makes Mr. Rogers look extremely radical and exciting.
Well, Mr. Rogers
was extremely radical and exciting, but I'm saying, like, Joe Biden has this sort of Mr. Rogers veneer, but without the edge.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like he wears sweaters.
Well, he gets cold, you know? He eats his oatmeal too slow, it gets cold, and he puts on a sweater.
Or muesli.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
And thoughts on, or what's your hope for this next election?
I don't have any. Sorry.
All hope is lost. She says, he says, they say, as they reach for the glass of wine. Yes. We all reach for that drink at that moment when we realize we might be thoroughly fucked.
Well, if you don't believe that the vote actually counts and that you see that if you have enough money you can bribe anybody to do anything for you, then it's kind of like, oh, that's why we're here. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It hasn't changed.
No, and like...
It was the same in medieval times. It's the same now.
Yeah. And, like, of course he bribed Russia to, like, tweak the ballots, like, back in the first round. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what are you going to do? Vote? Like, okay.
Do you trust the voting system?
Absolutely not.
No. Right. I mean, I do genuinely feel that it's rigged.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it has been for some time. So voting just feels almost like, and I know this is not a popular opinion, I'm well aware of this, but, you know, the heart wants what it wants. If you feel something, you can't deny that feeling. And voting feels... to me, like, just an invitation to jury duty with no other positive outcome. Like, it just... there was this Baba Yaga, I think that's her name. She was a seer. She's like the Eastern European Nostradamus. She died in the 90s.
What?
Yeah. And she made all these crazy predictions. Like, she totally predicted 9/11, all this other crazy shit. And she predicted that the last president of the United States would be African American.
The last one?
Uh-huh.
Oh, creepy. Like, now
we just Trump's have, like... not a president. He's a fucking dictator.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
that's fucking creepy.
Yeah. I always think about her and that. Prediction when I think of Trump, and I'm like, yeah, I guess Obama was probably our final president, and we're moving on to some darker territory as a country.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe New York should try to, like, what is it, abdicate, or what is it, like?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, like, become sovereign. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, how do let's do that.
Canada's looking pretty good.
Yeah, like, didn't their last prime minister, like...
So is Hawaii, because they're just so over there. Out there in the middle of the Pacific that it just feels like a nice, remote, safe haven.
Yeah, kind of, but I don't know. I was staying on Honolulu for a number of months, and...
Yeah, when?
Oh, geez. Like, back in 2008, I want to say.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And there's this palace. I mean, it It's beautiful. It's Queen Emma's Palace. At the time, there were a lot of local people that were indigenous to Hawaii, as indigenous as you can be, because people came over from like Indonesia, Polynesia, Micronesia, et cetera. And like,
native to the South Pacific.
Yeah. And anyway, they were like camping out and like having it be like a kind of like 99% vibes, which I thought was really cool. Huh. But it did remind me of like colonialism and like how fucked up it is. And so, you know, it's, you know, Hawaii is affected for sure.
Oh, thoroughly. Well, absolutely.
It's Americanized.
But it just feels like, of the places in America, that feels like the most remote and far away from the mainland and all of its trumpiness.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't feel like anybody's really...
There aren't a lot of Trump supporters in Hawaii, let's put it that way.
I mean, there is... Oh, that's like a big there military base, though. Like, you know, like, there's a really big one in Oahu, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pearl Harbor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been to Pearl Harbor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really beautiful. I like the island of Kauai. Like, you're supposed to get permission to camp there and, like, you know, reserve it months in advance. And me and my partner at the time were like, let's just pin a $5 bill to the outside of our tent and just wing it, and like really nobody cared. It was,
oh, cool.
Everybody was super chill.
Extremely remote island, right?
It's not the most remote one that nobody's allowed on.
I heard about that one. But I just don't remember the name.
I want to be like Modakai, or I don't know. Don't quote me on that. It starts with M, but I don't remember. And, yeah, in Kauai, like, there's not even a road that goes around the whole thing, which is really nice. Like,
oh, sweet.
Yeah. And...
Am I spelling that right?
Yeah. And, when we took, like, one of those go planes from the mainland to Kauai, and,
oh, there we go.
Oh, and...
I can see it now. It's beautiful.
We just hitchhiked, and the first person to pick us up was this stonemasonry dude named Chewy, who was like, take my SUV, borrow my car, strangers, like, you can't run away with it, ha ha ha. And like, oh, yeah. Totally just trustworthy, and like, just had us drive, like, he drove us to his place, and then was like...
And tropical then, rainforest.
Oh, yeah. He says. And there is a part in the northern Kauai that I guess like never doesn't rain, but I didn't go to that spot.
And then that super remote island, what is that? I have to look this up. I'm dying to know.
It starts with an M, but that's all I can tell you. Or maybe
Nihau?
Oh, yeah, maybe that's it.
Molokai?
Molokai, yeah.
Wow. Visitor information. Huh. Well, anyway, I'm sorry. You caught me jacking off to Hawaii again. I always do that. Bring up Hawaii, I get lost in thought very easily. My ADD goes into overdrive. Do you ever see yourself going there again?
I would like to. I think that one of the prettiest calm bodies of water I've ever been in is the Ala Moana, because it's surrounded by a natural coral reef, so it acts like as calm as a lake, but then the water is as buoyant as salt water is, so...
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, and it's, you know, clear, beautiful, like, neon tropical, just gorgeous. Mm. Yeah. And yeah, I'd like to go float in that again. It'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what works of art are you currently developing?
Oh, right now I'm mostly doing found object, sculptural art, and I'm calling the series Future Ghosts. It's kind of like taking an object and giving it a second life, and then kind of putting together bits and pieces of different objects and manipulating them with power tools or, you know, whatnot, and then kind of together having them become something completely separate from anything resembling their first intention or their first, you know, duty in life.
And you're still reanimating them in a way.
Yeah, kind of. Like, I do liken it to,
like, that guy's fingertip.
Like the fingertip. Like, you know, thoughts of, like, Frankenstein's monster or, like, a patchwork quilt. You know, like, something that in pieces all together create something new and complete. Yeah. That's what I'm up to these days.
Giving it new purpose.
Yeah, and it's also it's kind of a compulsion, you know, when I walk my dog around the beautiful neighborhoods in Brooklyn, I, you know, happen upon so many odds and ends, like just really random stuff, as you can imagine. I'm sure you see a bunch of stuff too, you know.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, I kind of avoid the wood because I'm afraid of bed bugs, but if I see, like,
yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, like, knock on wood, no.
Yes, no. Yeah.
But, you know, I found these incredible, like, brass door knockers, just, like, really weird, weird stuff. You know, I've been seeing, like, a lot of, like, weird, like, Barbie Dreamhouse type stuff lately.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, hello.
Well, Sadie has something to say about the Barbie Dreamhouse.
She's like, I want one. Yeah.
I had a Barbie Dreamhouse.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like 50 Barbies. Two Ken dolls, one Cher doll.
Oh, was Cher doll?
Yeah, she was the madam.
Oh.
It was a whorehouse. And the two Ken dolls were the Johns.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. The French Barbie made the most money because she had the poutiest lips. Yes. She was dressed like a can-can dancer, too, so she was already, like, ready to go. I used to dance naked in my bedroom to Donna Summer's Hot Stuff. Anyway, speaking of music, too, we'll get to that in a minute. There was one more thing I think you were interested in bringing up. Did we miss any of these dates here?
I don't think so. I just wanted to talk about the painting classes on the 14th and the 26th of this month of May. Oh, yeah, and if you want to see any of my other modern art assemblages, I'm going to be in the Brooklyn Waterfront Art Coalition's Recycle show. It's all about, like, upcycled art. And so is my wonderful artist friend, Bernice Sokol-Kramer. We both have work in it, and it's the 18th from 3 to 6 p.m., so it's a daytime excursion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just came back from an excursion in New Orleans.
Ooh, New Orleans.
Yeah, New Orleans. And you lived there
I did.
A while.
I did.
With your art, solely on your art.
Yeah, right? That was a beautiful part of it, yes. Yeah.
Do you see yourself going back there?
I definitely do, yes.
Yeah. Yes. I see that, like, that's up there with Hawaii for me. It's like, yeah, I could, like, grow old and die there. I like the vibe.
Yeah, the thing is, it's like, I'm always worried in, like, the August, September kind of month time frame.
Drought for the whole town.
just kind of like a hurricane season, you know? Like,
oh, I thought you meant like that's when like everything financially gets really tough in the summer. But you're straight up talking hurricane. Yeah.
You know, like the houses that are down there, at least a lot of them are, I don't know, like kind of like a good huff and puff and blow the house down type vibe, you know? Mm. But I mean, I guess everywhere has their things, you know, like.
What's your favorite part about New Orleans, except for the, other than the art scene?
I really like the nature, like the palm trees and the swamp ecosystems and like, I don't know, and the culture. It's really, really unique. It's one of the only places in the United States I can think of that isn't super like waspy, that it still has like roots that are really strongly not from like colonial America,
right?
And like, yeah, and it's really special and just really random. It's the only place I've ever been where I was like getting lost looking for my friend's like backyard art shack and like accidentally ran into like some weird like voodoo ritual taking place amongst a group of like 12 people that were all like weird, like palm dancing and matching red outfits. I'm like, okay, I just stepped into the wrong
place. Wrong cul-de-sac.
Yeah, I'm just gonna like, you know, step back. It wasn't scary. It was just like,
No, but it was random and probably like, oops, wait, I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to see this.
Yeah.
This is private ceremony.
Yeah, and I also really like their, I don't know, like homey, like, you know, your neighbors are like, have some cake, and like, you're like, cool, thanks.
Yeah, they're nicer down there. The crime rate is higher, but the people are nicer. Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, we could go into a whole thing about, like, race and class and, like, white supremacy and like poverty is rampant and like it's just it's intense. I don't know how to talk about it because I don't know how to solve it, but it's
You don't have to solve it to talk about it.
Yeah, it's I wish I knew what to say to make it better, but I don't know what to do, you know. But I do have friends that are, like, grown-ass people that are, like, now, in, you know, in their 30s and 40s that are, like, from, quote-unquote, poor, bad, rough neighborhoods in New Orleans that, you know, didn't turn to, like, a life of, like, crime or, like, robbing people or, like, yada yada, you know? So I have to believe that there is some sort of, like, self-contained, like, impetus to, like, not do that, and of course, but then, like, you know, I can't really blame anybody if you're, like, a young, frustrated person who is, like, you know, a young black kid in the South that gets treated like shit, then, you know, you're gonna, you know, maybe believe that you are that, and that's terrible, but anyway.
What would you like to close the show with? What note would you like us to go out on?
Well, I'd like to say I hope everybody's having a nice moment with themselves, and that, I don't know, I hope you're having a nice midnight 30. Cheers. If you are sipping on a sippy sip, then I cheers to you. Be it vodka, tonic, or...
In your case, red wine.
Or, yeah.
Cabernet.
Or H2O.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Al Binken.
Well, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure. And, Velocity Star Child.
I'm always honored to have you. I'm a huge, huge fan of your artwork. And again, folks, you can find it at Mutant Land.
Yeah.
Just Google Mutant Land art. It'll pop right up.
True, true.
And you've been listening to Fallen Woman on Radio Free Brooklyn. And, oh, yes. Al was so kind to give me some songs to throw out to y'all. Something she's been listening to lately. The likes of, how do you say her name? I love her, but I can never pronounce
Ima
it.
Ima Sumac, yeah.
Ima Sumac. I mean, because I know Sumac, the spice, but it's spelled a little different.
Yeah.
Django Reinhardt. Lotte Lanya, who she just turned me on to tonight.
Yeah.
Dame Darcy, I can conjure that up, that would be fabulous. And yeah, you'll be hearing these lovely tunes coming up right now to round out the rest of our hour. And thank you again so much for being here tonight.
You're welcome. Cheers.
Love you.
Oh, love you too, boo. Mwah.
Entre el dios de los cinco, peruana te canto a mi amor. Ah, que son joyai tan guajas pa mañani, amacuyai churuna pa guayani.
Thank you. Thank you. heute sehen sie mich Gläser abwaschen und ich mache das Bett für jeden. Und sie geben mir einen Penny und ich bedanke mich schnell. Und sie sehen meine Lumpen und das lumpige Hotel. Und sie wissen nicht, mit wem sie reden. Und sie wissen nicht, mit wem sie reden. Aber eines Tages wird ein Geschrei sein am Hafen und man fragt, was ist das für ein Geschrei? Und man wird mich lächeln sehen bei meinen Gläsern. Und man fragt, was lächelt die dabei? Und ein Schiff mit 8 Segeln und mit 50 Kanonen wird liegen am Kai. Man sagt, gewisch deine Gläser, mein Kind, und man reicht mir den Penny hin. Und der Penny wird genommen und das Bett wird gemacht. Es wird keiner mehr drin schlafen in dieser Nacht. Und die wissen immer noch nicht, wer ich bin. Und die wissen immer noch nicht, wer ich bin. Und in dieser Nacht wird ein Getös sein am Hafen. Und man fragt, was ist das für ein Getös? Und man wird mich stehen sehen hinterm Fenster. Und man fragt, was lächelt die so bös? Und ein Schiff mit 8 Segeln und mit 50 Kanonen wird beschießen die Stadt. Meine Herren, da wird wohl ihr Lachen aufhören, denn die Mauern werden fallen hin. Und am dritten Tage ist die Stadt im Erdboden gleich. Nur ein lumpiges Hotel wird verschont von jedem Streich. Und man fragt, wer wohnt besonderer darin? Und man fragt, wer wohnt besonderer darin? Und in dieser Nacht wird ein Geschrei um das Hotel sein. Und man fragt, warum wird das Hotel verschont? Und man sieht mich treten aus der Tür gegen Morgen. Und man sagt, die hat darin gewohnt. Und das Schiff mit 8 Segeln und mit 50 Kanonen wird beflaggen den Mast. Und es werden kommen 100 gegen Mittag an Land und werden in den Schatten treten und fangen einen jeglichen aus jeglicher Tür und legen ihn in Ketten und bringen ihn mir und mich fragen, welchen sollen wir töten? Und mich fragen, welchen sollen wir töten? Und an diesem Mittag wird es still sein am Hafen, wenn man fragt, wer wohl sterben muss. Und da werden sie mich sagen hören, alle. Und wenn dann der Kopf fällt, sage ich, hoppla. Und das Schiff mit 8 Segeln und mit 50 Kanonen wird entschwinden mit mir.
Oh, show us the way to the next the whiskey bar. I tell you we must find.
This is my land, and you know, it's rich with gold.
Gold!
Gold and silver.
Silver and gold.
Gold and silver.
Silver and gold.
Child, and every Friday at the stroke of midnight, ride the broomstick with fallen woman, stirring up the cauldron at Radio Free Brooklyn.